Thank you. I'd like to call the Congressional Select Committee of Inquiry committee meeting to order. The time is 8:03. Roll call, please.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Speaker Tillman? Here. Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Mason, will you please say our morning prayer?
Thank you, I will. I'll be honored. Ndaki Wakanda. Ndaki Wakanda Ajinki. Oh, I took them, bro. Come, Almighty Father, this morning and say thank you again for the blessings that you have given us. Thank you for the day, for the daylight, and for the clouds that are coming in, Father. Thank you for the springtime and all of the elements of nature, of the beauty of the spring, Father. We ask that you be with us, Father, and guide us in our thoughts and our words and our deeds throughout the rest of this morning. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Shanna, I didn't see any minutes. Did you have those?
I'm sending them right now. I apologize. I just had too many things in my head. They're coming to you without a title in the subject line.
Okay, thank you.
Got him. Chairwoman.
Yes.
Okay. Thing looks to be in order except under adjournment. It's got Congresswoman Pratt making the motion to adjourn, and it was seconded passed with 6 yeas, 0 nays. We have a 5.
Okay. I will make that correction.
Motion to approve the minutes from April the 9th as amended.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you. We have one more set of minutes for April 24th. Please look those over.
Chairwoman.
Yes.
Same issue.
Yes. I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
I said the same issue. The same issue applies to these minutes.
Okay, April 24.
I got it. I got it.
Motion to approve the minutes from April 24th as amended.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Thank you, motion carries. The next item on our agenda is consideration of rules and procedure. I place this on the agenda to give the members of the committee any opportunity of any rules that they wanted to bring forward. Are there any at this time? Seeing none or hearing none, then
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Whitehorn?
Yes.
I just want to make one more appeal to the committee that one of the points that I did not make in your last meeting is the congressional rules of 4.1 define a member. It says member defined at 4.1. Member as used in these rules means persons elected to the Osage Nation Congress. So I believe that the executive session rule applies to all members of Congress and not to just members of committee. And I believe that the rules state that the select committee can't violate the rules of Congress. I believe that I don't have a copy of the rule you made last time, but I believe that it's in violation of the rules of Congress. That I wanted to do a point of inquiry to see what the chair thought about that.
The chair is taking our, as is, I would imagine, the committee of inquiry, because I just opened it up for consideration of rules and procedures, and there was no member that had anything, that we are following with our lawyer's advice, not one lawyer, but two lawyers, that 5.14, 8, Section D, discusses confidential and privileged communication between an attorney and a client, and the attorney that we've hired is, we are the client. The Select Committee of Inquiry are the clients. So at this time, the chair will entertain a motion to enter executive session.
Make a motion to enter executive session.
For the purposes of confidential personnel matters.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you. We are now entering executive session.
One moment.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
I'm here.
Do I stay on this particular line? Do I call another number?
If you'll call the phone number that was on the go-to meeting, or if you'll open your speakers up on your computer, then you would be able to hear your speaker. If you open your speakers and your microphone on your computer, you would be able to hear on your computer link.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay, on your go-to meeting invite, there is a phone number that you can call on your phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Dana, the
say 70049 is still on the air. I'm getting texts from people.
No. Our line is off. I hung up our phone call. If someone else did not hang up, then it will appear as if the line is open. Our line, or our hub is turned off.
Okay, all right. And who do we have on the line right now other than me, you, and speaker?
Bill Hurry Up.